Hey everybody, Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Time for another podcast. Taking a break from some of the insanity and just doing an XRCO nominations reaction podcast. It's a little late, but I've been really sick and dealing with some other issues on the podcast. Hope you like those. Anyway, you guys know the drill. I love your feedback. Roger, RogerViews.com. Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can leave your comments down below if you see it on YouTube or on the website or wherever you listen to this podcast. There's some way to get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. This is basically going to be just going over the XRCO nominations list, and I'm going to do something a little different this time. I'm going to give you my nominees. As usual, we'll kind of go over the process a little bit. Each member of the XRCO, the X-Rated Critics Organization, is asked to put forth his or her nominations. We are allowed five. Quite often there are more than five nominees, but you only get five. You're not required to put any. I always try and put five in. Usually, I mean, there's for some people, there's some strategy to this, right? You might skip somebody that's an obvious choice to put a movie or a performer that you think might get overlooked if you don't put them in there. I didn't really do that a whole lot this year. I try not to because, you know, I would hate for, you know, my ballot to be missing a performer that I thought was a sure thing. And that happened a couple times on here. There were performers on my list that I thought were sure things that got overlooked. So I am going to put out my nominees. Apologies to those I did not nominate. And as always, if you're going to do feedback, we are not going to in any way denigrate those who did get nominated, because it is an honor. It's a really cool thing to get nominated. So this is not saying if I happen to disagree with the list, I'm not going to, you know, bash anybody on the list. There's a couple categories I'm going to bash, not going to lie. But we can discuss it. Again, you guys know where to give me feedback. I would love to hear it from all of you. So here we go. Best release, which is kind of the big movie thing. The nominees are Abigail from Tushy, Angela by Darko, Evil Angel, After Dark from Vixen, Fallen 2 from Wicked, Naked from Adam and Eve, The Cursed from Adam and Eve, and The Possession of Mrs. Hyde. I got four of my nominees on this list. Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Abigail, I Am Angela, and Fallen 2. The one that did not get on here that I had on my list was Cam Girl from Wicked, which I thought was a really excellent movie. All the rest got on there. And honestly, I loved After Dark from Vixen a lot. So, and The Cursed was excellent as well. Best parody, the nominees, Anne, a Taboo parody, Deadpool, XXX, Hamilton, Han Solo, I Know Who You Fucked Last Halloween, Meet the Fuckers, Star Wars The Last Temptation, Playground, XXX parody, well, that was Digital Playground, and Horcrux 3. My best parody nominees are none. I listed them in best release and best comedy. In this case, I didn't have any in best release. It was all best comedy. I think it's time to do away with the best parody category. I don't think we need it. I think best release and best comedy are enough. I went over that in another podcast, so I will not go too far into that, but I had no nominees. Best comedy, Carjackers, Dirty Grandpa, Lady Boss, Losers Never Get Laid, Love in the Digital Age, Making Ends Meet, Metal Massage, and Xander's World Tour. My five were Deadpool XXX, which ended up in the parody category, Love in the Digital Age, which got on there, Losers Never Get Laid, which got on there, Cumless, a Digital Playground parody, which should have been in the parody category if we're going to have it, and Xander's World Tour. So pretty much all of mine got on there one way or another as well. As far as telling you who I'm going to vote for, not really going to do that, but I can, if we go back one, I can tell you Possession of Mrs. Hyde was excellent. I Am Angela is an amazing movie. And different. It's kind of a half documentary, half all sex movie. Fallen 2 is fantastic. The Curse is fantastic. Abigail is great. There's some really great releases in that one. For best parody, Deadpool XXX. Easily the best on this list. It's not even close. Best comedy with What's Left. I really liked both Losers Never Get Laid and Love in the Digital Age. Although Xander's World Tour was also really good. So those are all kind of at the top. Best gonzo movie. All Access POV 2, Angela Loves Anal 2, XXX Documentary from Kelly Madison, Dirty Talk 6 from Manuel, Gang Bang Me 4, Icons from Vixen, Jesse's Girls from Evil Angel, and Snatch Chat from Wicked. I had Dread 5, from Jules Jordan. I had Angela Loves Anal 2. I had Angela by Darko in Best Gonzo Movie because it's also a Gonzo movie. I had Carnal from Wicked, which I thought was really excellent, great art design. And I had After Dark there as opposed to in release. So I did have After Dark as well. And with what's here, it's kind of a different group. Really, the only one that I got was Angela Loves Darko because the other two ended up in other categories. I think we missed on Dread. I think we missed on Carnal, to be honest. Best Gonzo Series. Bang Bus, Beautiful Tits from Archangel, Come On My Tattoo, Dread, DP Me, Raw from Manuel, Real Life, Kelly Madison, and Swallow.com. I had Dread. I had Slut Puppies, also from Jules Jordan, Mandingo Massacre, also Jules Jordan, Blacked Raw, and Dirty Talk, also from Jules Jordan. I think somehow we've forgotten just how really, really good Jules Jordan is, and Jules Jordan Video is at making great porn. And I don't think it was very well represented here. I mean, we got the Raw series is there, and Swallowed is distributed by Jules, but I think we may have missed a little bit there. Best Girl-Girl Series, Angela Loves Women, Girls Gone Pink, Lesbian Adventures, Lesbian Anal Gapes, Lesbian Performers of the Year, The Lesbian Experience, Pussy Lust, and Women Seeking Women. You can actually make a drinking game of how many times I say the word lesbian in this podcast, and you'll be drunk in this one category alone. Cheers. I had Cheer Squad Sleepovers, which I think is a really cute series from Girlfriends. Lady Boss, which I think is really well done. Some nice office sex. Women Seeking Women, because it is just, it's sort of the standard right now. I love Lesbian Performers of the Year from Elegant Angel. And, of course, Angela Loves Women. Angela White gets so many nominations and deserves all of them. Really, really great series there. Best Anal Series. Anal Angels, Anal Beauty, Anal Newbies, Angela Loves Anal, Big Wet Asses, DP Masters, DP Me, and Art of Anal Sex. Good series. I selected, there's a couple of tushy ones here, Anal Beauty and Art of Anal Sex. I actually picked a different one, although I picked both of those as well. I also picked my first anal from Tushy. DP Masters was on that list as well, and Anal Newbies. So I had quite a few of the anal series on there. Best Ethnic Series, which was a category that was dropped. I think I may have misspoken a little bit on the podcast where I said it was replaced by Best Interracial. There is a Best Interracial and a Best Ethnic. The reason for dropping Ethnic, apparently, is that most of the nominees came in as Interracial under the Ethnic Series. I wish we'd bring it back. My nominees there, Brown Bunnies, My Asian Hot Wife, Asian Bombshells, Whiteout, and Asian Fucking Nation. As my best ethnic. And again, we go back to this a little bit. I think we should come up with a clear definition. I believe that interracial, just for definition's sake, not going to argue the semantics of it, probably you're going to be looking at black and white. Either way, male on female, female on male. But I think for best ethnic series, we should focus on movies and series that feature women of color. Asian, Latina, Arabic, Black, because I don't think they're represented enough, and I think there are enough good ethnic titles that if we clearly define it and give it to the voters, that they will do the right thing. I certainly know that I put together a pretty solid list of series, if I do say so myself. Best Interracial Series, the nominees, Blacked Raw, Her First Interracial, Interracial Icon, Monsters of Cock, My First Interracial, Nerdy Girls Love Black Cock, Teeny Black Chicks Trying White Dicks, and Whiteout. My nominees were Monsters of Cock, which got on there, Black Draw, which got on there, My First Interracial, which got on there, Mandingo Massacre, which did not, and Dread, which did not, but Dread went up for Best Gonzo Series, so I think it's both, but okay, as long as it got nominated, that's really great. Okay, we changed Best High-End Website to Best Adult Website. I think we all kind of decided as a group that it was hard to define high-end. I think the nominees, BangBros.com, Black.com, Brazzers.com, Burning Angel, Evil Angel, Kelly Madison, Jules Jordan Video, and Vixen.com are all pretty high-end smut. My five, Blacked, Jules Jordan, Evil Angel, and Vixen, all four of those got on. The one that did not was Read My Lips, which is Riley Reed's website, which I think is outstanding. The production values are fantastic. And this is one where I blew it, and I apologize I did not go with AngelaWhite.com because I thought she was absolutely going to be on there. And so I went with Read My Lips because I really think that Riley's site sort of flies under the radar and it's not fair. She's a huge star. The production values are fantastic. There's a lot of variety to it. There's a lot of thought into it. I think it's really, really good, and it was deserving. And unfortunately, I probably should have... The other four, Vixen Evil, Jewels and Blacked, and Angela White, to me, were a simple five. Those five had to be on the list, and I blew it. And Angela, I apologize. Her website is fantastic, guys. All these movies that got nominated, and this is where I think we blew it, so I'm going to do a little editorializing here. All these movies that we nominated, that action is also seen on her website. How in the world did we miss this? We just blew it, and I'm part of that, and I apologize. Bad, bad, bad. Best Director features Axel Braun, Brad Armstrong, Bree Mills, Ricky Greenwood, Jackie St. James, Caden Cross, Mike Quasar, and Will Ryder. My five, Axel Braun, who I think had a great year between Deadpool and Possession of Mrs. Hyde, really, truly two of the best movies of the year. Caden Cross, who I think was also excellent in features, and also some feature-type scenes that end up on full-length DVDs. Will Ryder has transitioned nicely from King of the Parodies to an excellent feature director, which is no surprise because parodies are features. Brad Armstrong, another really, really strong year. And Mike Quasar. I really like Quasar stuff. Someday, Mike, I would like to do a podcast with you because I think it would be enlightening and a lot of fun. I believe all five of mine ended up on the list. They did indeed. So, yay. Best Director non-features, Mike Adriano, Joanna Angel, Maestro Claudio, Johnny Darko, Jules Jordan, Caden Cross, Miles Long, and Mason. My five were Jules Jordan, Greg Lansky, Mike Quasar, Manuel Ferrara, and Johnny Darko. I was told Lansky did not direct stuff this year, so he really wasn't eligible. So Jules ended up on the list. He should. He's one of the best ever. Mike Quasar did not. He's in the other one. It's hard to complain. I put him on both because I think he's underrated. Manuel did not get there. I'm surprised there. And then Darko did, so I'm really happy that Johnny Darko got on there. Some other excellent excellent names. The one thing that kind of stands out is Caden Cross made it for both, which I think is really, really great for her. I'd like to see her maybe win one of the two. Maybe both. Who knows? Best Director Parody. The nominees, Joanna Angel, Axel Braun, Dick Bush, Vic Legina, Bree Mills with Craven Moorhead, Leroy Myers, and Stills by Allen. Congratulations to you all. One of you will win, and congratulations to you. I did not nominate anybody for Best Director Parody. I put those people in for feature and non-feature, where I think they belong. Again, I just don't think there are enough quality parodies to warrant a Best Director body of work for parodies. I just don't think there's enough of them. That's just me. Best Director Webb, Dredneck, Julia Grande, Ivan, Miles Long, Leroy Myers, Billy Watson, and Jay Zito. Mine were Ivan, who is a great director and a great person, Glenn King, who I think has got his niches down, Billy Watson, Brett Brando, and Dredneck. So a couple of mine got on there. Happy to see. These are people a lot of times you don't know who's directing what. Best Actress. Avi Love, Abigail Mack, Jessica Drake, Eliza Jane, Gia Page, Kristen Scott, Angela White, and Whitney Wright. And if I'm going fast on these, I went over all these in another podcast, so it's mostly how mine compare. I had Kristen Scott in Cam Girl, and she's nominated. She was excellent in that movie. She really was just fantastic. Jessica Drake in Fallen 2, she's on there. Jessica is always great. I still believe she is the best actress in the history of our business. Honest to goodness, I don't think anybody's close. I know going way back to even before me, there were some really good ones, but I think Jessica has been doing it for a long time, and she's just fantastic. I had Avi, who was breathtaking in Possession of Mrs. Hyde. She was just fantastic. I had Angela White, but not for who's Becky. I had her for Weight of Infidelity, and then Abigail Mack in Tushy, or in Abigail from Tushy. And the reason I went with The Weight of Infidelity for Angela instead of Who's Becky. Who's Becky is very intense, but it's kind of one emotion intense. It's very convincing and disturbing to watch, but so is Weight of Infidelity, and I think there was just a little more range, and it was more than one scene. It was really kind of a mini movie. I'm glad to see her nominated. She did a fantastic job. I picked another scene. But either way, she got nominated again because she's that good. Best Actor, Brad Armstrong, Ryan Driller, Seth Gamble, Small Hands, Ryan McClain, Logan Pierce, Tommy Pistol, and Xander Corvus. I had Brad Armstrong for Cursed, a really good performance. Logan Pierce was one of the best things in Love in a Digital Age, which is a good movie. Tommy Pistol, I did not have him for Anne. I put him down for Weight of Infidelity. Again, a really underrated effort by everybody involved. Fantastic. I had Marcus Dupree from Games People Play. And Seth Gamble in Deadpool. Seth was really good. So those were my choices. Most of them got on. Some of them got on. Girl Performer of the Year. Jaden Cole, Darcy Dolce, Shyla Jennings, Mindy Mink, Scarlet Sage, Jenna Sativa, Serene Siren, and Charlotte Stokely. I had Princess, because I always put her on the list. I had Ayumi Anime, who I think is really underrated and cute. Didn't work as much as a lot of these other women. And Charlotte, and Mindy Mink, and Shyla Jennings. So I got some of my nominees on there. Granted, this is not my genre. I'm not an expert here. There are people who saw a lot more. All in the Family theme, I'm not going to even go over the list. I did not nominate here. My notes were, nope, kill this off. It's a horrible look. I just don't think we need to be recognizing this specific subgenre. And I've been over this several times. I don't get it. You know, to me, it's Mad Libs. You know, pick a faucet, pick a body part, and pick an occupation. You know, my big-ass nurse stepsister. That's really what it feels like. Some of these are nicely done scripts and stuff. I think we put them in feature. If they're good enough, put them in feature or comedy. That's my take on it. So I didn't nominate anybody in those categories. I'm going to skip over male and female performer of the year, new starlet, all that good stuff. We'll go to new stud. Guys, here you go. Dustin Darling, Johnny Goodluck, Quentin James, Jason Love, Brad Newman, Louis Smalls, Brad Sterling, and Zach Wilde. Awesome. I never nominate in this category. I know we have to do it, but no. Teen Dream, which came back, Gianna Dior, Autumn Falls, Elsa Jean, Jade Kush, Nia Nakai, Kenzie Reeves, Carolina Sweets. I wonder how many of these are actually teens. I actually only nominated four here. I nominated Hannah Hayes, Gianna Jordan, Gia Derza, and Kristen Scott, who probably is 25. I was really big on bringing this one back since we have Best MILF, but honestly, it's hard to define, and it just sort of seems weird. Okay, Star Showcase, which is another one of the new categories that a lot of people fought hard for. It's really an honor when a performer gets their own movie. Angela White, I Am Angela. Remember, Angela had two. This was the other one from Darko. Excellent movie, Star Showcase. I'm sorry, that was Angela by Darko. This was Angela White, I Am Angela. Also a Star Showcase. Angela by Darko did not make the list. That was the other one, which I had on my list. I think they both should have made it, to be perfectly honest. Katrina Jade, Addicted to Black. Abigail Mack. Abigail is listed here as a Star Showcase, as well as a feature, which is kind of cool. Ariana Marie, a little bit harder. Kiss of Sins, Corruption of Kiss of Sins. Kiana Dior Noir from Darko, Princess Felicity Jane from Decade of Desire, and Cleo Valentine's Squirt Woman Wasteland. I had After Dark for Vixen because it was mostly Tori Black. I had Naughty Natasha from Elegant Angel. Honestly, we blew that one. Corruption and Kiss of Sins. I had Angela by Darko. They put I Am Angela. That's fine. They're both awesome. I put that in the other category. And then Ultimate Fucktoy Lana Rhodes. Not sure why we missed that one. Unsung Siren, one of the ones I love to nominate for. Brittany Amber, Candice Dare, Nikki Delano, Lily Lane, Valentina Nappi, Kira Noir, Nora Nova, and Cindy Starfall. Mine, Sia Song. Really? How did we miss her? She's cute. She's super energetic. She's smart. She has a different look and is just absolutely incredible in scenes. We blew it. But I had her on my list. Sarah Vendela, who I put on every year because every year she's underrated because she's just that good. Natasha Nice, same thing. Been doing it now a long time. Super nice person, great performer, really nice natural body, has not changed in a long time, and we missed it. Jennifer White, who I think is completely underappreciated, and Ashley Adams. Honestly, Ashley Adams is physical perfection, guys. She's just phenomenal. And again, super energetic. I really like my five. Nothing against the ones who are nominated. Valentina got on there. Brittany Amber is in the similar category to me as Jennifer White. totally overlooked and should not be. She's just always consistent and hot. A lot of these other two, Nikki Delano is great. Kira Noir, fantastic. I like Cindy Starfall too. I had five and I only got one, and not happy about that. I only did two for Unsung Swordsman, Mark Wood and Tyler Nixon. Tyler made it. J. Crew, Charles Dara, Tyler Nixon, J. Mac, Chad White, Prince Yashua, and Christian Triple X. Super Slut, this is one of the ones we talked about in the last podcast, maybe doing away with, not because I dislike the category, but because I'm not sure it has a place anymore. Casey Calvert, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Katrina Jade, Lena Paul, Riley Reed, Charlotte Sartre, and Angela White. Since a lot of these are also on the Best Female Performer list, what is it makes this different than Female Performer? Mine were Angela White, Sarah Vandala, Joanna Angel, Tori Black, and Lena Paul. Those are five women who do everything, who are gorgeous, who are energetic, who are fantastic. Riley Reed's fantastic as well. She's on that list. Abella Danger, too. And Adriana Chechik is always on that list. She does everything. Orgasmic Oralist, or as it is commonly known, the Vicky Chase. Can't be Memorial Award because she's still with us. They should just rename it the Vicky Chase Award because she's won like four in a row. Vicky Chase, Alina Lopez, Tiana Trump, Adria Ray, Riley Reed, Kendra Sunderland, Sarah Vandala, and Angela White. Mine were Vicky Chase, Sarah Vandala, Angela White, Riley Reed, four of the five, and my fifth was Lorcan Love. Again, I kind of went with something a little off the page a bit. If you haven't seen Larkin do oral scenes. Now, I know a lot of her stuff right now is not in main DVD releases. That's probably where maybe the disconnect is. And again, I'm not saying that mine should be the only nominees. But looking at it, it was probably a long shot because she does mostly clip stuff. Awesome analyst. Tori Black, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Katrina Jade, Ariana Marie, Kira Noir, and Angela White. I had Angela White. I had Tori Black. I had Abigail Mack, who did not make the list. I had Lana Rhodes, who did not make the list. And I had Vicky Chase. So, a good list. It's hard to argue any of those women for anal scenes. MILF of the Year. Ava Adams, Bridget B., Cherie DeVille, Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Brandy Love, and Mona Wales. I would like to submit to you my list, which had Julia Ann, again and always, India Summer, back as a blonde and just as hot, Sarah Vandala, Jessica Drake, and Brandy Love. I think my list is pretty good. I wonder if Jessica Drake just doesn't want to be in that category yet, because she's still potentially a performer of the year every year. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway. And then it's getting long, but let's do Hall of Fame. No, let's do Performers of the Year first, then we'll come back and do Hall of Fame maybe as a separate one. That's what we'll do. So we will do Best New Starlet. The nominees, Gia Durza, Aliza Ibarra, Karma RX, Alina Lopez, Sophia Lux, Marilyn Manchian, Jaime, Emily Willis, and Ivy Wolf, who I believe is already out of the industry. I had Gia Durza, Nia Nakai, who probably is not new enough, Alina Lopez, Ella Knox, and Hannah Hayes. I think I really missed out on new girls this year. I just don't get the feeling that I had a good grasp on who was new. Trans Performer of the Year, I only nominated four. Stephanie Special, who may or may not have done movies this year, I honestly don't know. I just know Stephanie from playing fantasy football with us for a couple years and being really cool and great on social media. Chanel Santini, Aubrey Kate, and Domino Presley were the others. And I think they all showed up on the list. Yes, they did. So that's going to be a big one. It's the first time we've ever had that award. So that'll be kind of exciting. We got enough nominees to keep it on the list. Hopefully we will have it again next year. Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blue, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Small Hands, Ricky Johnson, Jason Love, Tommy Pistol, and Johnny Sins. I had Mick Blue, who made the list. I had Dredd, who did not. I had Kieran Lee, who did not. I had Manuel Ferrara, who did, and Marcus Dupree, who did. So it's a good list. And Female Performer of the Year. This is the big one. Drum roll. Adriana Chechik, Abigail Mack, Lana Paul, Riley Reed, Kristen Scott, Gina Valentina, Angela White, and Whitney Wright. I had Angela White, who, in all fairness to the rest of the group, some outstanding performers. I don't think it's close. Honestly, Angela had another year that just sort of lapped the field, as far as I'm concerned. If there was a second place, I think the four I listed would be solid choices. Riley Reed, who showed up. Riley's been really great for a lot of years now and just keeps getting hotter. Kristen Scott had some great sex scenes and some really good acting performances for kind of a complete resume. Maybe not her year. Maybe she's going to have another year under her belt, but she's excellent and beautiful. Tori Black is honestly one of the most stunning women in our business and still just smoking hot. Disappointed she didn't make the list. And Vicky Chase, I do not understand XRCO voters how she can win Best Oral and Best Anal almost every year and not win Performer of the Year. That is two-thirds of what this business is, and she wins, and she doesn't seem to get this one. Again, I think it's Angela's to win, but I think Vicky Chase is severely underrated in this regard. That's it. I'm going to save the Hall of Fame for another one completely. That is it. Those are my XRCO nominations with a few thoughts on my own. Again, apologies to those I did not nominate. Congratulations to all the ones who did. Show's coming up soon in LA. Love your feedback. Rog at rogreviews.com. Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. Click the little feedback button on my site if you're reading it there, or YouTube, whatever you want to do. Just be nice to the nominees. You can take your shots at me, but be nice to them. They all deserve a moment in the sun because it's pretty cool to be nominated. So I appreciate it. Hey, you guys can hit me up if you want to sponsor podcasts. That's always out there. We'll do, you know, give you a super cheap way to promote whatever it is you're out there promoting. I will promote it for you. That's what I do. Thank you very much for listening. Go do something nice for each other. See ya.